Hey, who's your 911? Or maybe the number before you call 911.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that person, you're going to want to watch Man Talk. Even if you do have that person, you should watch this next. All right, so recently, Pastor Craig, I have been experiencing a lot of loss in my life, specific loss, like unexpected loss.
Yeah, right.
I've had multiple people that I know who they are. One was out in California, and then one in Michigan, of people who actually took their life.
Yeah, and it's so unexpected. Yeah.
Right. You know, sometimes
like a gut
sounds
kick.
Really, really harsh. There are times where you hear that somebody does that and you go, there were signs.
Right.
Or
I didn't pick
they
up
have been
on
living
it.
A destructive life, or you were trying to help, or whatever. Right. Like you.
Yeah.
But then there's times where you have people where like you just didn't see that. You didn't see anything coming.
Right.
Yeah. And it just rocks your world, and you're processing that. And anyway, as I was processing that, I was thinking about this idea of who in my life is my 911. Who do I call? Who do I talk to after God?
On very tough questions. That's right. Embarrassing questions or...
Yeah, so do you... Yeah. Okay, do you have a list... I mean, do you have people that if you're in a bind, like an everyday bind that mm-hmm. you call?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Right, like, right. You know, I need a ride, or a generator.
You're one of them.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, we're on each other's list,
yeah, right?
Right. And you're like, oh, yeah. But I feel like when that list comes down to things I don't want to talk about, you know, if I'm struggling with lust or identity
mm-hmm.
or questioning my faith,
right.
or infidelity, drug use. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just trying
things
to process.
Things that are secret. Things that,
yeah.
that nobody knows that we're processing in our brain.
Yeah.
But it needs to be talked about. And
right.
yeah, who do you go to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I'm not talking to anybody about this or what type of thing. And so if you, you know, if you have a strong spiritual life or prayer life, you might go that process.
Right. And, you know, and obviously God is there for us to talk to, and God does speak to us through the still small voice and sometimes a loud voice
yes.
and through his scripture, but also God has put humans.
Yes.
So it says it's not good that man should live alone.
Right.
And so God tells us that we need to be able to interact with somebody. And
I agree. And I think that that your first step is to God. But I'm recognizing that clearly there are times where men and women are going to God. And for whatever reason on their end, there is just some deep, deep depression to
yeah.
where that's not connecting. I'm not suggesting that God isn't strong enough and
no, right,
good enough.
Right. But God has put us to be able to communicate with
right.
us. Yeah, right.
Right. And so I'm thinking, well, who's on your 911 list? And so here's what I was yeah. processing is if my house is on fire,
mm-hmm.
I know, call 911.
Right. Well, how do you know to call 911?
Because I already know the number.
We've known since we were kids, right?
Right.
Call 911, right? And
exactly.
Your parents taught you that. Hey, if anything happens, you just push 911, right?
Yes.
Got it.
But here's the other thing too: is if I didn't want to call 911 because, yeah, we had a fire, but I got it out, but my house is trash. Then
yeah.
what I have over here is. You know, you have favorites, right? And you
right.
have this list of people that you call all the time. And
yeah.
and you might look at that and go, of this favorite list,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's the person I call?
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is that every person should have someone that's the number before 911.
Yes. And that's sometimes hard to figure out who that might be because we're afraid to ask.
Yes.
and whether they're going to give us good advice or not, too.
Well, yeah, but you just don't want to ask for help. And right. the shame
yes.
and the guilt and the, you know, if somebody knew yes. that I did this,
right,
or, they would never right. trust me again. And you know the reason why we think that? And I'm just being very transparent here, is because it's true. For many people,
it is
that if you tell them that they're just always going to, there'll be an asterisk by you, and they'll, you know, they're never going
to, right. They're never going to be able to get that out of their brain. Right?
Correct.
Right.
And so for many reasons, that's why, you know, there's counsel on just go to God with everything. Mm-hmm. And you should go to God with everything. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you don't have a friend that's that close that you could tell them anything and they're going to be about helping you. Man.
Yeah. And see, the devil goes after us as well, because he wants us to seclude ourselves and mm-hmm. to think that, hey, this is you, and they don't care. They're not going to help you. And so instead of going to someone, we seclude from them. We keep it all to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord wants us to pour that out. And it's so reassuring. And it's tough for guys, you know, and I'm sure it's tough for girls as well, but it's tough for guys for us to open up of our deeper feelings with right. another guy, unless we have a close, you know, I don't know what there, you know, there's a variety of ways for us to be able to get close to one another, whether it's out shooting in the rifle range, going golfing, but there's some point where you have to go through a battle together. You've gone through some type of a battle, mm-hmm. a spiritual battle or an emotional battle, mm-hmm. where you can trust them.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Right.
Now, let's say though, if you're watching this or you're listening to this and you don't have someone, well, there's resources. Mm-hmm. Here's one that it's called aruggedjourney.org. We'll put it up on the screen. You know, that you can email them and say, hey, here's what I'm struggling with, and they'll engage, start that relationship that way. You can do it anonymously so they don't know who you are. A second thing is, you know, you can also call. There's a crisis hotline. Mm-hmm. It's actually a hotline you can call. It's 1-800-273-8255. Now, that one actually is specifically talking with suicide prevention.
Right,
like
right.
if it gets so dark that, you know, you need to talk to somebody, you should have that number. And
not be afraid to call it.
Correct. Right? If you're watching this right now or you're listening to this right now, you know, chances are that you're maybe not super, super close to making a horrible decision.
Or maybe they're scanning YouTube and just stumble across this and the Lord put them there in their
But let me just be vulnerable here and say this. I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to put this in my contacts. I'm going to put this so that when I need it, if I need it, you know, I can say, call yep. that and not look around like, where's the suicide hotline
right.
and you're frustrated that, you know, you can find the number to Subway in like 3 seconds, but you can't find the hotline.
Yeah, that's really good.
But just to have it in there, because I don't want to be a person who is beyond, right. you know, getting help.
And there's so many times you just wish that we knew that they were struggling with this, that we would help, you know,
right.
if we just knew what was going on. This rugged journey, there's their little tagline on it. This is, a rugged journey is dedicated to connecting young men to God through mentorship and community, helping them find answers to life's toughest challenges. And there's many of them.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment, just compassionate advice from people who care. And so those are legit. It's a legit thing.
Yeah. You know, the other number you can do besides the 800 number is, it's actually 988. It's not 911, it's 988. That's another mm-hmm, thing you mm-hmm. can contact. But I really do believe there's power in having a friend that you can talk to about things and to get so close to where, hey, I can share this with you and you're not going to
yes.
think less
you've
of
got,
me.
You've got one or yeah. two or yeah. three, right? I do as well.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
So it's very vital for us. And It's something God wants us to do. He actually talks about it here in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It's found in Ephesians. No, not Ephesians. It's Ecclesiastes 4:9. It says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
Mm-hmm.
For if they fall, One will lift up his companion, mm-hmm. but woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up.
Amen.
That's so true.
And you know, if you're married, obviously that could be your wife, but then in other situations where you're like, man, I mean, this is,
right.
you might need somebody in yeah. addition to your wife. And yeah. so I agree. Well, what you said before, I have people in my life that I know I could connect with and contact, but if you don't have that person,
yeah.
then you need to find one now yeah. before it gets really dark.
How would you go about finding someone, Chad?
Well, here's the thing: is you have to just let the shame and the guilt and all that, say that is not the fruits of the Lord. That's the fruits of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to make me eat that. I want to push this away, and I'm just going to be vulnerable to somebody who I think I can trust and say, look,
yeah.
this is, and I'm going to risk. The relationship, because I'd rather have that than be the center of a meeting where everyone comes and goes, we didn't even see that coming.
Exactly.
And
right.
where did that happen? Exactly, you know, how did right. that happen?
And we can find the right person by, you know, praying to God to help you be able to see who that right person is. And then just by observing, mm-hmm. you know, that person there, I think is very trustworthy. And
yeah, looking for somebody you know keeps secrets. Yeah. If you have a buddy who tells you everybody else's stuff behind
their
back,
guy.
Yeah, don't tell
He's
that
not
guy.
The guy. Yeah.
You know, you want to tell us the person that, you know, he seems to keep his mouth shut.
Right, and then there's also that, there's a little intrinsic value to when you say, I can trust you. I feel that I can trust you. Mm-hmm. We want to meet that trust in many cases.
Right.
And so if you're not sure whether or not that someone is trustworthy, just give them that risk. It's a risk.
Mm-hmm.
But to say, you know, I feel that I can trust you. And most of the time they will try to reach that trust in you.
Yeah. For this reason, one of the reasons why when depression really hits, that it's so effective is you don't think it ever could get better, but I'm telling you it can get better. Mm-hmm. I could tell you story after
yes.
story of, but I'm not because I'm trying to keep secrets
right.
of men
yes.
who have said, I need you to be my accountability partner. I need you to work with me and not, you know, not giving me any glory, but the Lord has come in and as those, that friendship has strengthened, they've been able to overcome and move forward. But, I highly recommend finding that. And that might even be someone who's a licensed therapist.
Right.
Like I'm a
Doesn't
huge
have to be
fan
know.
Of counseling.
Yeah.
Seeking a counselor, talking to somebody who's been trained to and can help you in these areas. But if you're listening to this and just, hey, I'm a man, I can get through this.
We can't.
No, you just can't. You can't do it. You need help. This is what church and community and
Absolutely.
Friendship and brotherhood is all about. And like I said, if you don't have somebody, then go to a resource or contact a therapist. But don't just think it's going to go away because it won't.
It won't, right? And yeah, and the Lord tells us that you need somebody. You need somebody. Find them. And take that risk. I love
that's right.
That word risk is a lot of guys aren't very big risk takers, mm-hmm. but when it comes to life and death, we need to be able to find that,
right.
take that risk to find that right person.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want the darkness to go away, if you want the frustration to go away, take the risk today. So, hey, that's actually our challenge is if you're struggling right now, seriously, you know, right now, if you need to call that number, 988, call it. If you need to find some counselor in your area, do it. If you don't have somebody who can be your number right before 911, mm-hmm. like identify that, look around, but have somebody in your life that you can contact and say, look, I'm struggling, mm-hmm. help me.
Amen.
And we believe that the Lord is in that and will give you that help.
Two are better than one.
That's right. Two are better than one. So, hey, that's this episode of Man Talk. So this is the first time you've ever seen a Man Talk, there's three things that we
believe in three things.
Yeah.
First of all, we love God with all of our heart.
Right. Love God. Love, and then love everybody.
Mm-hmm. And duct tape.
It fixes everything.
It fixes everything.
Yeah, that's right. It fixes everything. So thanks for watching.
We'll
God
see
bless.
Bye-bye.